I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks of stuff.
Have you heard of crystal
healing? I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're pushing
off a
cliff.
Well, should we give her some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Do, 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 do. I thought I'd sing us in today.
You keep forgetting we've got jingles, don't you?
Classic Claire Cares, and welcome to another edition of... Do you want to say the title?
No.
Oh, welcome to another edition of...
What is it, Claire? What's the title of the show?
Well, we usually have a jingle for this.
This is episode 212.
Of How Dirty Is Your Bottom and How Do We Clean It Up?
No, you've not got it right. It's Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty?
I'm on new medication.
How could we not notice...
So, welcome to another lovely show with our lovely guest,
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
You're the host.
And our guest is...
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Now, Sarah, what we like to do in this show is really get down to the niggles and griggles, don't we? Ben, over to you.
That's good.
Ben?
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Yes. So, Sarah, first thing to notice about you... You walked into the house today, a quick hello, and then I caught you rummaging in the kitchen cupboards after biscuits.
I got a sweet tooth.
Oh, Benjamin, that's not kind to a young lady.
Did you know that I was in the corner of the room?
I was well aware of your presence, Benjamin, but when a girl's got to have a biscuit.
Okay, what are we
Will
girls
like? Will you finish that
like?
Off for me? Yeah.
Will, she's got to have a biscuit.
I've got to have a
or
biscuit.
Or six in Sarah's case, and no judgment here, Benjamin. Yeah.
No judgment. No judgment.
No, I appreciate that.
Just wanted
that.
To make you aware that I saw you, and if you also, you know, you knew that I was there, now we both know that it happened.
It's on the. It's out on the table.
It's on the table. And the biscuits aren't because Sarah had them.
Thank you.
Would you consider yourself a greedy little pig?
Yes, I would, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, precisely that, yeah.
That's important to own, actually.
It's one of my sort of defining character traits.
Is it?
Greedy little pig and perpetually very poor.
Oh, yeah. Poor little piggy.
Poor little piggy. Yeah.
Well, there's no shame here, and you're welcome. And I, one day, was surviving on a packet and a half biscuits a day after my divorce.
Oh,
yes.
If I invited you over for dinner, or you went over to a friend's house for dinner for the first time, and their parents were there, and they're passing around the chicken, and you've seen that everyone's had a bit of chicken apart from you and the mother.
Yeah.
Are you going to take all of the chicken and leave her with nothing?
Do you eat chicken?
I do eat chicken,
That
yeah.
was question number one, which
is... I take more than 50, just over 50%
you
of the chicken.
You take too much of the chicken?
I take too much.
She's older.
She's got a smaller appetite.
And at that age, you really are just waiting to die sometimes.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. She's just rotting. She's overly ripe.
And also, question number two, does she, the mother, like chicken?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
You don't know. Not everybody likes chicken.
No.
Do you eat chicken like this?
No. No, and I guess that's why I'm sort of asking the chicken question.
Yeah, it's quite pertinent with you.
Yeah, I am very much a no chicken gal.
That's one of your defining traits.
Vegan.
Yeah, but when I gave, do you know Nicholas? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, when I gave him fellatio, I would stop, look up and say, oh, tastes like chicken, for a funny joke.
Oh, that's nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's just a funny icebreaker.
Oh, that's
it was just
great.
With Nicholas.
I've tried it one or two other times with other men, but they don't, Nicholas did think that was funny, so it's a, you know,
like,
so it's sort of thing we had. Yeah. It was a private
little
joke, really. Yeah.
When I come, I say, I'm going viral.
Like that.
Lovely.
Love that.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you come often?
No. Only if I make myself.
Right, yeah. So you, it's really just a little...
Bit of self-love.
Help yourself to come
greedy
in.
Little
help
piggy.
Yourself to biscuits.
Yeah.
Good for you, Sarah. You're a modern, independent, spunky woman, and I
appreciate
it.
Okay, let's put her in a cage. I didn't know.
Benjamin.
Okay.
Why's your bottom so dirty? Solve it with a tablet.
Or hug a tree.
Now, why does your bottom smell? Do you know?
Well, I've got some ideas. Shall I elaborate?
Yeah,
or
we'd
shall
like
we
to
end
hear
the podcast?
We'd like to hear the ideas. We've had a discussion, really. This is a discussion.
I do worry about myself because, I don't know, sometimes if I'm holding a baby, I'll think, oh, no, I hope I don't drop this baby.
Oh.
And it's quite worrying, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. What kind of baby?
Well, big fat one.
Big juicy one.
Big juicy one, yeah.
Do you only ever hold fat babies?
Ideally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind you of any, okay, do you wear gloves? When you hold the baby, do you take any safety precautions when you hold the baby? Because I'm sort of thinking, you know, sort of a papoose or a harness or something like that can help.
No, I sort of balance that. You know, when you turn them on their backs, whack them on your hip.
Yes.
And then just grab them by the crotch and the big nappy bit. Oh. And then you... can you see the bounce on the podcast? I shouldn't.
You can't,
bounce,
but I'm illustrating.
Imagine
the
bounces.
The bounces. That's sort of a perfect state for me.
Yeah.
Ideally, I want to be a mum that just has no bags on me, but just has a little baby in a little front papoose, and I'm just going
just
around,
doing your business,
and I'm very skinny.
Are you
and
wearing
people
white
are like,
jeans?
How did she have that baby?
Yeah,
like
I can see
very
with the
skinny.
Papoose.
And are you wearing white jeans and just sort of salon hair?
Exactly that, rich girl hair.
Mm. Yeah, lovely. Ooh, oh, lovely. Mm. Do you have a man or woman in this scenario, like a partner? Or
no.
Just you and the bab?
Just me and the bab.
Lovely.
Just hopefully won't drop it.
Well,
Benjamin, this must be ringing some alarm bells for you.
Is it, Benjamin?
Well, I remember the first time I saw a car crash and I screamed and I panicked and I ran around. And then I said to myself, if I'm going to get over this, I'm going to have to see many more car crashes. So I went out and sniffed out car crashes until it didn't bother me anymore. So my advice for you, drop a few babies and eventually you get over it.
Yeah, facing the
fear. Do you know any babies that would be up for a little drop?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Or would Dr. Benjamin Jones...
Yeah, if you've got a baby and you think...
I hadn't finished the question.
All right, okay. I thought you were passing the baton.
No. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yes?
Would a pretend baby... I'm just thinking health and safety gone mad, you know.
Yeah.
Would a pretend baby, you know, papier-mâché or something... Mm-hmm. Would that work? A papier-mâché baby or...
I think it has to be a real baby. I think if it's a papier-mâché, it won't have the same effect.
Okay, what about CPR?
CPR.
Oh,
yeah.
They often have dummies.
Mm-hmm.
A dummy baby.
Little dummy baby.
Yeah, a stupid baby.
Yeah.
If you are out there and you've got a stupid baby and you don't mind it being dropped a few more times, please get in touch to Dr. Benjamin Jones or Claire Cares and we will arrange Sarah to drop your stupid baby for you.
Wow. I think the Lions are going to be ringing off the hook with that offer.
Ring, ring. Now.
So, So this is your main problem in life.
Yeah.
Your main problem is how many times per week or per month or per annum would you say you're holding a bab?
Oh, once per year.
Right.
I only have that worry sort of every 3 years or so.
Right. I'm not sure if that's where the stench is coming from.
No, it doesn't seem like a big problem for you.
Okay.
It doesn't happen too...
Anything else?
Is there possibly...
Sometimes when I've got lots of work to do, I've got a deadline. I'll sort of avoid doing the work and I'll sort of do lots of other things, like I'll clean the house or I'll...
I saw someone tweeting about that the other day, actually.
Oh, well,
I wonder if it's a phenomenon. I saw someone tweeting, oh, I should do my work. I think they were one of these funny writers you get.
Comedy
actress.
Martin Clunes.
Yes. Your Martin Clunes on acid. Or your Martina.
Clunes.
They were saying... what you've just said, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
For more content like that, www.twitter.com.
So that's often where I go if I want to not do my work.
Twitter. Yeah. That's the irony of it, is of course. Everyone's on there sort of moaning about not being able to get off there.
Yeah.
Welcome to modernity. We're having fun.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The doctor will see you now.
Okay, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I'm handing over to you a lot today because I'm ovulating.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you avoiding to work and you avoiding to hold babies is probably linked slightly. Okay. It's almost like you are avoiding to grow up.
Okay.
There's not many adults that I have met that have got a smelly bottom.
Yes, that's incorrect. We've met loads.
But Sarah doesn't know that, and I'm just trying to make this flow
nicely.
Like a river. And yes, so does that ring true to you?
I do think I'm in a sort of nubile state. You know, I don't feel like I'm an adult. I don't organise.
Yeah. You're wearing dungarees.
I'm wearing dungarees.
And a plastic thing, So we can...
My friend is a teacher, actually. She just reminded me. And the other day, she was having a noisy lesson in her class.
Yeah.
And then she heard screaming coming from the toilet outside and she ran out and there was this child in the toilet and he was screaming and crying and she said... Stanley, what is it? And then he said, it's making noises, it's alive. And then she was like, what, Stanley, are you okay? And he was like, it's screaming. And then she was like, what? And he said, it's coming out my bum, the sick is coming out my bum. And he had diarrhea and he just never had it before.
Oh, wow.
And he thought it was sick and he thought it was alive.
I remember bleeding from my rectal passage at the age of 7 and being very confused and frightened, and but also quite pleased with the attention.
Is that, isn't
7.
There?
Yes, quite pleased with the attention. You know, because I could go and get the teacher and it's a valid reason. And, you know, it was all in all, it was a great day, really.
Yeah.
It had a happy ending, should we say, because everyone was worried about me. So,
yeah, lovely. Yeah, lovely.
That and my dad going to prison were, because I thought, oh.
Monumental.
Yeah, I can, I can squeeze some attention out for this. Yeah, you know.
Did you get presents?
No, but I did, you know, everyone was very worried about me.
Mm. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
I'm worried about
present.
You right now.
Oh, no, you
thin.
Don't. I am thin. I am thin. But that's because of the new drugs that I'm on.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
What I think we should possibly do is... encourage Sarah to move into adulthood.
Oh yes,
by showing
Brokes.
Her
Brokes, a sofa that is functional.
Okay,
Joining a poetry class.
Okay,
procreating, just because there's nothing.
These
I
are
can
all
do I'd love
these
to
are all
that.
Very scary things that you're talking about.
Oh,
here,
okay,
Claire,
okay,
Claire.
Okay, 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 okay. Some shrubbery.
Claire,
some shrubbery.
What we
start
need to
small.
Do?
Have you thought of shrubbery?
Claire cares.
Yes.
Don't make me tell you off.
Sorry. Sorry, Benjamin.
But that's exactly what we should be doing to Sarah.
Shubber. Oh.
Let's treat Shubber. Her like a child
yeah.
now.
Okay.
Over and
I'll
over
smack
again.
Smack your bottom.
Yes, exactly. Things like that.
Okay. I'll smack your not your front bottom.
Tell her off.
I won't smack. I
give her rules.
Okay. 9 p.m. bedtime.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like that.
Exactly. Keep going. This is working.
Okay. Brush your hair.
That's mean.
You're not allowed earrings or makeup, you little slut.
Are you going to give Sarah pocket money this week?
No, because she's been bad. Mm. And the margarine's got paw prints in it.
Yes. And maybe explain to Sarah that even in adulthood, she can still have lots of biscuits.
Yes, that's not a problem. No shaming there. We don't want to shame you. That's actually bad. But Sarah, you've got to start doing your homework.
Yes.
What do you do as a job?
It's hard to say.
She doesn't do anything. She told us that.
She procrastinates. Sarah. Oh, this is going to help.
Teach her about strangers.
This is going to help. Sarah, only go home with strangers if you get a very good vibe from them. And they're quite good looking. Also, Sarah, stop procrastinating. You don't want to be on... Or... you'll end up nowhere fast. Yeah. I think that's good to her.
How does all that feel? Did you feel like a little child? It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry.
Can I just say something, Sarah?
Sorry. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay. It's okay to be emotional.
I've never seen this side of you, Dr. Benjamin Jones. I really like it.
I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. That's only going to make the smell worse.
It stinks. It stinks.
Yeah.
Dusty. But we can get together... We can clean this up. The first step is realizing that you smell.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
And it does look like you realise that. The second step is realising how that's affecting the people around you.
Bloody stinks. Bloody stinks, doesn't it? Don't worry. It's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Is it Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I think it is. I think this is real progress that we're seeing here.
Would you describe this as a breakthrough? And do we have a jingle for that?
Can we have the breakthrough jingle, please?
It's up to you to break through.
Yep. Sorry, Sarah. Just excuse your tears as we try and work up a little jingle here.
Okay.
You've got to break through.
You've got to break through. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2.
2, 2, 2, 2, 2, come moon.
I don't think that.
Tutankhamun's a mummy.
Oh.
And she was acting like a little
Dr. Benjamin
girl
Jones,
piggy.
If you will allow me, I've been going to piano recitals. So
okay.
I think, okay, let me take the floor on this one. Okay.
She stopped crying.
Okay, great. Now don't you feel blue, because you got to break through.
Not bad. So there we go. How does that feel?
Wow, that feels good.
Yeah, it feels good, right? Music is good for the soul, they say.
Mm.
Oh, God.
Can I just say, you smell a little bit less.
Do you think?
Yeah, that's definitely some real progress there. You've admitted your problem.
Can I just say, if you're listening in surround sound at home, then
lucky you.
Yeah, lucky you. And welcome. He's doing all the voices from the areas of the room.
Dolby.
Dolby surround sound. And also a big shout out to Sonos.
Is this a jingle?
I feel like I'm having a grown-up conversation with three adults.
Oh, Sarah! For the first time in 15 minutes. Do you mind if I touch your knee, Benjamin?
Yeah, I prefer it.
Welcome back, Sarah. Now, do you want any little biscuits or anything as a celebration?
Yeah, I'd love a little biscuit.
We've made no progress at all. The little pig still wants biscuits.
Dr. Benjamin Jones, I don't want to be on a podcast where we say biscuits or eating is a bad thing.
I know, but I'm spending good quality time here trying to fix someone's arsehole.
I'd like to smell your bottom right now.
Well, you can't.
There's a distinctive stink.
There's
coming
nothing
out
wrong
of
with
rectum.
Eating, but there is a problem with going into a stranger's house and taking six biscuits out of their cupboard without asking. That's an issue.
Dr. Benjamin Jones,
she's taken the poor mum's chicken as well.
That's theoretical.
Oh, it's
I won't pander to it.
Listen, Dr. Benjamin Jones, you are in a room with two beautiful swans right now.
One of them should be in a cage because you're trying to get them
biscuits. I'd be crying now if it didn't smell of sulphur. Okay?
Sarah, Dr. Benjamin Jones is having a hard time at home, okay? And it's because of his personality.
I'm having a hard time at home. I've just got no fucking biscuits left.
Right, I'll go around and get you some bourbons, okay? You want some bourbons?
Yes.
You want some bourbons?
Yes.
And they cheer up, yeah?
Thank you.
Okay. So, Sarah, it's been lovely to have you.
It's
what
been
a wonderful guest. And you've hit me
nice.
Right here, and I'm pointing to the heart. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You've hit me and cleaned me up.
Oh, yeah. Cleaned you up.
Cleaned me right up. Feels
better
good.
Than a colonic, isn't it?
I wish I'd had a colonic.
You have.
Feels
in
like
a way.
I've had
you
yeah,
feels like, and, like it, and that's what we say. We say it's an emotional, we say it's a colonic for the soul, don't we?
I love that.
That's what we say.
We've never said it yet, but it's what we're going to start saying, isn't it?
Yes.
You could say it instead of the smells of chicken. Colonic for the soul.
When I'm going down on someone. Well, me and Nicholas have split up, so wouldn't have quite the same fun vibe.
I think I'd like that, though. Just as a feedback sort of thing. I think if someone
was
said that,
chomping
and they went, oh, this is like a colonic for the soul, I think I'd go, yeah,
because
like
it shows they're interested. It shows they're stimulated by your stimulation, as it were. And you can't say fairer than that.
Mm.
So thanks for joining us again for a lovely podcast. And see you next week for number
213.
Please.
Classic episode, I think it will be.
I think so. So it's goodbye for me. It's goodbye from the beautiful swan, Sarah.
It's goodbye from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Benjamin?
Not doing it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.